Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news coming out of Judea and Samaria in Israel. Iran is training Islamic Jihad terror cells in Judea and Samaria. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Another statement that Rouhani made, he said there's not going to be any peace in the Middle East until the United States troops leave there in the Middle East. I mean, I don't think the United States is going to pull out, do you?
They already greatly reduced our presence across the Middle East. They have been seeking to push the United States out of the region since they took power in 1979. Today, the Iranians have hundreds of thousands of well-trained guerrilla fighters who are not really proxies any longer. They are under Iranian command.
I've got a report coming out of Israel that Iran is setting up Islamic Jihad cells, terror cells, there in the center part of the state, Judea and Samaria.
They have been training these people, apparently over the internet, with the goal of setting up small rockets in Judea and Samaria to hit Israeli targets. Iran today is no longer Iran. You had an Ayatollah out in the west of the country say this openly. He said, when you look at Iran, it's no longer just our borders. The Houthis in Yemen, they are Iran. Hezbollah in Lebanon, they are Iran. The fighters in Syria, the popular mobilization forces in Iraq, they are Iran. And this Ayatollah warned Israel specifically, if any of these proxy groups, or these Iranian-controlled militias, as I call them, are attacked, that is the same as an attack on Iran, and Iran will respond against Israel. This is really kind of pushing up the rhetoric and pushing up the red line an awful lot closer for both Israel and the United States.
Ken Timmerman with the details on the Iranian training of Islamic Jihad terror cells in the heart of Israel in Judea and Samaria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Let me remind you of the military strategy of divide and conquer. That's the plan that Iran is implementing in the very heart of the Jewish state of Israel in Judea and Samaria. At the same time, Iranian leaders are saying that the geographical locations of their proxies, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis in Yemen, and the Iranian forces in Syria and Iraq, are all part of Iran. This statement is evidence that Iran has global ambitions. That's Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5, and Daniel chapter 11, verse 44. However, I must remind you, God will intervene to shut down Iran. That's Ezekiel 38, verse 18, through chapter 39, and verse 6. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...